Officials in the largest city in western Massachusetts are heatedly debating whether police should have access to a controversial technology. As the Springfield Police Department prepares to outfit cops with body-worn cameras, a group of city councilors wants to forbid the use of facial recognition technology, contending it could become a tool for racial profiling. While saying the police department does not currently have the controversial face identification technology in its crime analysis division and has no current plans to purchase it, Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot opposes a legislative ban.
If a terrorist is wanted and the FBI puts that picture in a bank that's available to us and we have facial recognition and we can stop that person from killing people in Springfield, I would think you would want us to use it.
A proposed ordinance filed by City Councilors Adam Gomez and Orlando Ramos would place a 5-year moratorium on the use of facial recognition technology by any Springfield Municipal Department.
I think it's important that we press the pause button on facial recognition technology.
Ramos, who is chairman of the Public Safety Committee, said he's concerned about the privacy issues raised by the technology and also by studies that question the accuracy of facial recognition software when used on people with dark skin.
It would be irresponsible for any municipality, particularly us, to employ this technology because it will open us up to litigation down the road.
Gomez said he wants to prevent police from misusing the technology.
You know, when people are protesting in the street and municipally, we have a lot of cameras and we know that. We've been to the center that when there's crowds or protests or marches, that kind of system is going to initiate on people's civil liberties and civil rights. While they're out there protesting something, all of a sudden, oh, he's a felon.
City Councilor Tracy Whitfield cited studies that show African Americans are more likely to have their images reviewed during a computerized search by police for criminal suspects.
I cannot approve something that's going to target black. I'm a black woman and I'm dark. I cannot approve something that's going to target me.
But at a recent Public Safety Committee meeting, other councilors pushed back on the idea of a blanket ban on the police using facial recognition technology. Councilor Mike Fenton said the proposed ordinance is too restrictive.
My reading of the ordinance as drafted goes much farther than just banning facial recognition in a live form, much farther than just banning facial recognition on the new body-worn cameras. And as long as it was narrowly tailored not to prevent law enforcement from using other types of facial recognition technology like the RMV or other avenues that are already out there that aren't happening in real time, if those changes were made, I could support it. But as it's written, I cannot.
City Councilor Tim Ryan said regulations are premature because the police department is not planning to use facial recognition technology with the new body camera system. Only one city on the East Coast, Somerville, Massachusetts, has banned the use of facial recognition technology. San Francisco has banned it, and the California State Legislature is considering a 3-year moratorium on the use of the technology. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.